American writer and humorist Mark Twain once said, "Whoever is happy will make others happy too." American writer and humorist Mark Twain once said, "Whoever is happy will make others happy too." In 2005, a group of 6 specialists in the area of psychology set out to prove just that in a unique social experiment conducted in a typical UK town named Slough, located in the south of England. In 2005, a group of 6 specialists in the area of psychology set out to prove just that in a unique social experiment conducted in a typical UK town named Slough, located in the south of England. The experimenters theorized that by learning life skills to improve personal feelings of happiness, the 50 volunteers would bring the newfound skills and attitudes back into the community and change its mood for the better. The experimenters theorized that by learning life skills to improve personal feelings of happiness, the 50 volunteers would bring the newfound skills and attitudes back into the community and change its mood for the better. However, what is not arguable is that being happy is more than a state of mind. It is a skill that can be learned and cultivated. However, what is not arguable is that being happy is more than a state of mind. It is a skill that can be learned and cultivated. What was revealed in Slough was that people whose happiness depended upon such things were looking in the wrong places, because happiness comes from within. What was revealed in Slough was that people whose happiness depended upon such things were looking in the wrong places, because happiness comes from within. One of the most important ideas uncovered by the experiment in Slough is a very old truth, in that to be truly happy, each person must closely examine their personal definition of happiness. One of the most important ideas uncovered by the experiment in Slough is a very old truth, in that to be truly happy, each person must closely examine their personal definition of happiness.